You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Stick around because we have special guests today. Glenn Chadden is here and Synthcake. They're both going to be playing live, so stick around.
Que me
ojos que te siguen dando al mar de dudas que me causas tú. Amar para no irme desamando, desarmando, desalmando. Oye, que me lleva al mar. Del mar de llanto si haces tu baúl, al mar de cosas que te voy llorando, al mar porque no es azul. Cuando en las noches yo te voy llamando, desarmando, desarmando. Oye, que me lleva al
play every morning. I feel man. I play to the right side song. Every morning. Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues.
The mama that feed the people, the atta, they will wait no longer. The mama that feed the people, but I find that some of them die of hunger. For the mama that feed the people, huh? Yeah, feed the people. Bama dong 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 dong, bada boo dong dong, bada tuku 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 tuku. I wish I had some food on my plate. I wish I could just live like the best, yes. I heard that. They live like the worst, yes. I wish I know, but I didn't know. I wish I ain't gonna go, but I didn't know. Your mama feed the people, they got down, but I didn't really wait no longer. Your mama done feed the people, but I like this. Some of them die of hunger. Your mama wanna feed the people, but I didn't feed the people. But a bang dong dong dong, but a boo dong dong, but a tuku 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 tuku.
It's so good to get to all the people that they know it from the television that make dumb and sister.
It's a high and low, but I've been in and out. It's a high and low, I really wanna go and it all go now. Get my mind and read the people they had to. I don't wanna wait no longer. Get my mind and read the people, but I vibe with some of them that I don't go. Get my mind and read the people, so look up, read the people.
Whoop, dong, 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 dooku, dooku, dong, dong, dooku, 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 dooku.
Yeah. Saka sing song, I got jam people bumper getting along. Go at a sing song, them get the vibe up. You got a bad day, give them some of my love. But I know what can we do, but I what can we do, but I what can we do. I wish that I could email my leftovers to people that need some food. Feed the people, feed the people. Dang 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 dang, go dang dang dang. Doko 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 dang. Feed my man, feed the people. They had that, but I wouldn't believe no longer. And I'm a man, feed the people, but I buy this some of them die of Congo. And I'm a man, feed the people, feed the people. What? But I bang dang dang dang, but do dang dang, but doko 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 doko.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shops.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So we're back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Tilo Osvaldo Perez. And we started the show kind of summary because one of our guests here is telling us that today is the last sunny day of July, so let's take advantage of that. So we started with a couple of Mexican bands. The first one was Antidoping with Leche con Pan. And then we listened to Los Aguas Aguas with La Playa, which means the beach. And then we listened to Antidoping again with Every Day I Have the Blues. The guitar player, Hans Muse, so personal friend that came filling for Mama Pulpa on the drums when they were here, but he plays the guitar in Antidoping, so he left us their CD. And they were listening to What a Song. That's what we're listening there in the back. That's a Vancouver guy, pretty cool, Ronnie Wada. He plays around, so check them out. So we're here with Glenn Chadden, Vancouver, no? Vancouver singer-songwriter. And he's going to play a couple of songs. He has a new CD called Where You Need to Be. Pretty new, no? This CD?
Pretty new. It's only been out for about 3 or 4 weeks now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's all new stuff.
Yeah, and it's an independent production, huh?
Yeah, Soaring Eagle Music is the record label and the record company, but it's an independent, yeah.
Cool. And Glenn also just put a show there, the Joy Fest, no? Yes. Over this weekend. Like, oh, yeah. Pretty interesting. A lot of the local talent was playing there.
We had 26 local, fantastic local acts joining us, an hour, a 45-minute set sort of thing. It was an hour every hour, starting at noon until midnight on Saturday and Sunday, and then 5 to midnight on Friday. So we had, you can tell by my scratchy voice, we had a great time. We actually had our cast party last night there at the cafe, so that's why this is so appropriate the morning after this, to be here and to share this with you. But it was a good time. We had some fantastic local acts. John Pippis was one of them. Ryan Fletcher was there to open the whole thing up. Ev, a good friend and wonderful singer, she was there. We had Don Alder, guitarist, finishing it all off. And in between, just unbelievable, fantastic acts. And you know, the whole idea was to showcase them while people were sort of going by, passing back and forth to the folk festival.
Yeah.
The cafe itself was only about less than a block away from the front entrance. Mm-hmm. So it was a good opportunity to showcase, and a lot of people showed up and supported the local acts, and I think everybody, I didn't receive anything that was a negative from the point of view. So it was a fantastic time, and by golly, I think we'll probably do it again next year.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
I managed to catch a couple of acts also on my way to the folk fest, and pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of people joined in, you know, when they could, sort of thing. So it was all good.
Yeah, and it's a nice, cozy place there, no?
It's fantastic. It holds up to, I think the fire limit is like 200 people, but it holds comfortably 60 to 100, sort of thing, because it has two tiers, two decks, and Joy Chun, the owner of Cup of Joy's Cafe, that's where it was held on 4th Avenue. She's fantastic. She was able to put this whole thing together with our help and organizing it. And she just basically fed us and treated us like kings and queens.
Yeah, cool.
So it was all good. It was all good.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so you have a guitar here, so why don't you play a song?
Sure. I'll do a song. This is from the album called Mind Your Forest, and it's a song that I actually wrote for the Ancient Forest Alliance group that is supporting and protesting against the cutting down of the old growth trees. A lot of these groves are on the island and of course up north as well. So this is a song that I wrote for that, and I put it on the album. Chainsaw starts to gnaw as the axe breaks through the bark. 800 rings of lifelines, death rose by the red mark. The ancestral old growth keeps the sacred charm, holds on to our history through this age of harm. Someday you're going to look around and see them taken up from the ground. With every breath we owe to a tree, please let them go, let them be. Touch the past in Cathedral Grove, pioneers under fairy moss. Rekindle the old spirits of things left forever lost. Yield the ancient wisdom of these hundreds of years. Stop the mindless cutting in the wake of the many years. Someday you're going to look around and see them taken up from the ground. With every breath we owe to a tree, please let them go, let them be. Mind your forests, save the old ones. Mind your forests, save the old ones, yeah.
mind your forest, save the old ones, yeah. Save the old ones, save the old ones, save the old ones, yeah. Save the old ones, mm-hmm. Save the old ones, save the old ones, save the old ones, yeah.
Yeah, pretty impressive place, Cathedral Grove, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty nice.
Well, you know, coming from Ontario, where trees are about the size of maybe your arm or your leg, and then you go to see trees that size or size of transport trucks, you get to realize, you know, something totally different.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate the size of these great, great, beautiful creatures.
For sure. So you're kind of like an activist through your music, eh?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I don't know if I'd call myself an activist. I probably would call myself more of a message-oriented singer-songwriter. Like, I make sure that my songs, usually my songs have a message to
message.
Them. And that comes from the fact that, you know, way, way, way back when I was in the 20s and early 20s, I did an honors degree at University of Waterloo, and then I went to McMaster for a master's in divinity, and I was going to become a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't quite pan out with the churches and that, so I just stayed with singing and songwriting. And I think that sort of preachy quality, you know, I don't like to be a preacher, but the message, you know, I try to make sure that there's messages in my
music. Out there.
Yeah, cool. And you know, I always see music as a palatable way to send music, to messages out, sort of thing. People can accept things a lot nicer in a musical form and
yeah,
think
yeah.
about it more so than if you just sort of hit them over the head with a hammer.
Yeah,
all the time,
yeah,
sort of
yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Synth Cake coming to the studio too. They're having their CD release party next month. So we're going to be talking with them, and they're going to be performing as well. And Glenn probably is going to perform a couple of songs more. So let's listen to a song from your CD.
Sure.
Let's listen to For the Sake of Oil.
Sure.
That sounds cool.
Thank you.
And then we'll be back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Hey, oh, hey, oh.
Stains on each grain of sand, blackened oil on the palm of my hand, hair entrapped in a pool of black slime, bellies of fish rise up from the brine. Deep water horizon, 11 lost their lives, never to return to families and wives, working on a platform, brazened and bold. You better find elusive black gold. For the sake of oil, for the sake of oil. We'll be right back. seas of oceans around. Corporate blame jugglers in the media space. Watch them wipe Aaron's egg off their face. Will this lesson stop when they cap the hole? Another forgotten moment for the world to behold. It rots with fish corpses, environmental spoil. That we do for the sake of oil.
Sound you can get.
Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present the first annual Scratch Super Swap, Saturday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Interurban Gallery. Henceforth, Scratch Records shall take over the Interurban Gallery twice annually and invite their favorite record labels, record stores, private dealers, and collectors to get together and showcase their great releases. Each label will take a turn DJing to spin their favorite tunes. The first ever Scratch Super Swap, Saturday, July 30th at Interurban Gallery, number 1 East Hastings Street at Carroll.
I hope you're ready to rock and roll.
I am rock and roll.
We'll put you in a band as soon as you can shoot a gun. Marching in the heat and playing the blues at night. Doesn't that sound like fun? In a blues band in Afghanistan. You're a peacemaker, he said. Well, you got a guitar or a gun. It's all the same over there anyway. It's all about playing out the game till you're done. Sarge, music doesn't hide the things we feel and do. They want to take me, send me away, put me in a place where I can play in a blue.
Celebrating Pride Weekend at the Kaya Davie Street Dance Party, powered by TELUS. This massive street party is in the heart of the Davie Village. The electrifying event will be packed with disco dancers and partiers kicking off Pride Weekend.
Catch Pride Fever at this summer's most spectacular street party. We'll see you on Davie Street on Friday, July 29th, from 7 p.m. until midnight. Friday night on Pride Weekend just got better. For more information, visit VancouverPride.ca.
Chainsaw starts to gnaw as the axe breaks into bark.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. And you're listening there to Synthcake. They're getting ready. They're warming up here. Hey, guys, how are you? They're excited because they're going to present their CD. On the 22nd, is it?
Yeah, Friday.
Right? Friday, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We were listening there to Glenn Chatten Blues Band in Afghanistan. Really cool song, eh?
Thanks, man. Yeah,
really cool. He's promoting his latest CD. How many CDs do you have?
How many CDs do I have out? 81? Oh, God.
A lot.
I probably about four solos altogether, and then I've been recording with a lot of different other acts in Ontario for many, many years.
So. Okay. How long have you been here in Vancouver?
6 years. I moved out here from Kitchener-Waterloo about 6 years ago.
Okay. Well, you're a Vancouver right now.
I am now. Okay. I am, yeah.
And you play with very interesting people, too, in your city. You mind talking about some of the luminaries that are performing?
Man, I was so fortunate to work with some fantastic artists. One is Steve Dawson, of course, who's an unbelievable slide guitar player in his own right, and a great producer as well, winning a bunch of Juno Awards, and also Jesse Zubon on fiddle, who used to play with Steve Dawson, and they have a few Junos under his belt as well, and mm-hmm. So I had him, and then I had Terry Townsend, Steve Hilliman from the Colin James Band, and they were able to come in and horn sections. Rob Becker on bass, and the wonderful, fantastic Jeff Hicks on drums and percussion. So, and then Heather Duff as well as doing background vocals. So mm-hmm. I was blessed with fantastic musicians in the studio for sure.
Cool. And you produced the CD, and you recorded at the Factory Studio.
Yeah. Sheldon Zaharko. I can't say his name right now. Sheldon was the engineer, and worked really closely with him, and he's a fantastic guy. And I would suggest, too, that if anybody's interested, they're a fantastic studio to work with.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah, and the photographs are really... really pretty too.
Yeah, like fellow Mexican, Mauricio.
Yeah, Mauricio Orozco. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool photos.
Thank
very
you.
BC. No?
Very BC, yeah.
Cool. Well, why don't you play another song?
Sure.
Is this the first time you're performing the CD on the radio?
Is this the first time? I think this is probably one of the first times. Within the last few weeks, there's been a lot of stuff going on, but I really appreciate you having us here, having me here, and playing the record. Of course, it's always good to have that type of support, so I appreciate that.
No problem.
Is off the album, and when I came out from back east, I came up here and I learned out west. I learned the M word, and the M word, of course, is meditation. Mm-hmm. And meditation in Ontario is when you stop for 20 minutes, take a coffee, and then move on to the next thing that you have to do. And it's a lot different out here out west. So this one is called "Rolling to Surrender." Jesus, the Buddha too, Dalai Lama and Shiva asked them what to do. To find the answers to life's uncertainty, it's not what you do, they said, just letting it be, just a rolling to surrender. Just a rolling to surrender. The only way to find out is when you let go of all that binds you, a worthless show. The kingdom of heaven lies deep within. It's not about possessions, hell. It's not about sin. Just rolling to surrender. Just a rolling to surrender. By moving your mind to higher ground, that is where pure love will be found. Roll the energy that's blocked from within. Open up so you can begin again. There is no secret, no hidden way.
It's always been with you from your birthday. The more you let go, the more you get to see just how precious life is by letting it be just rolling to surrender, just a rolling to surrender, just a rolling to surrender, just a rolling to surrender, to surrender, to surrender.
Cool, really nice, eh?
Yeah, thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, so any shows coming soon?
Yeah, I'm in Harrison Hot Springs this coming Saturday doing the Muddy Waters Cafe. And then off to Mission, the Mission Folk Festival. And then next week after that, on the Saturday, I'm at Waves in Richmond. Well, Steveston, at the Waves Cafe and performing there. And then I'm taking a little bit of a break in August. And then a tour starts off through Interior, Kelowna, Vernon, a bunch of places up and down the Okanagan. And then possibly, hopefully, I'm looking at doing an East Coast tour as well before the snow flies.
Okay, cool. And the Mission Folk Fest, is that next weekend?
That's next weekend as well, yeah. Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So that'll be a happening place. This is the time of year for all sorts of festivals, of course. And one more plug for the Joy Fest. It was just fantastic to be able to be there and to organize that this year. So keep in tune if we're going to keep doing it next year. So we'll coincide with the Vancouver Folk Festival again and work it, showcase a lot of the local artists for sure.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the time to drop to the studio. And we have these guys. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
They're having a really cool party on the 22nd, which is this Friday. They're releasing their CD, which is, it's called Synthcake?
It's called Musicophilia.
Musicophilia. And the Wizards are going to be playing there. Tyrannia Horse is going to be playing there.
Yeah.
What else? What other surprises?
There's also somebody doing some circus stunts, kind of thrill circus, kind of sideshow type things.
Okay.
So he's going to go on right before us and introduce the.
And this is happening. Where?
At the Cobalt.
At the Cobalt, which is on Main and Georgia, around there. Main and Georgia. Sure. No?
Just type in Cobalt in Google.
Oh, I think it's 917 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a 917 Main. Yeah, it's a couple of blocks.
That's how I always remember it.
Yeah.
Couple of blocks from the SkyTrain anyway, so
yeah,
really cool. What time does the show is gonna start?
I'm guessing around 9. We haven't figured out exactly the time yet, but doors at 8.
Yeah, cool. So excited about the show?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're so excited. We actually have had I have my friends our friends Sleece and Robbie there, really talented seamstresses and crafty folk. They're just great. They're making our costumes. They're making a set. We actually have a rotating Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
With a little motor.
Are you guys going to disguise?
With disguise?
Uh-huh. Are you going to be in costumes?
They didn't even recognize us.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to be circus freaks, each one of us.
Cool.
And I think all the bands are going to be dressed up, actually.
Well, the Wizards always dress up.
They're so perfect for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a snow cone machine, right?
Yeah, and we have a snow cone machine. So I'm thinking maybe people could take the snow cone and then go to the bar and maybe fill it, put a shot in it.
So it's going to be insane then. And Tyrannia Horde, they're also going to be these guys?
I told them and they all seem pretty stoked about it.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be dressed up too.
They're in the process of brainstorming.
We actually are encouraging everyone to dress up, anyone who wants to dress up.
Okay.
You know, everyone wants an excuse to dress up sometimes, right?
Okay.
It's a circus theme.
So concert goers too can go under. Yeah.
You should dress up.
Yeah, maybe, eh? What's the theme? Like circus?
Circus. So you can be a circus. You know, there's all the classic circus freaks or, you know.
Okay, cool.
A clown is an easy one because anyone can just, you know, draw a couple things on their face.
Magicians, maybe.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep. Anything kind of carnival-esque.
Carnival-esque,
are you
cool.
The Wolfman?
So these guys are going to have their instruments here. I don't know if you guys ready to play, or should we play a song of the new LP?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you get started, sure. I think the mics are in position, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last time the recording was kind of quiet, though, so this doesn't need to be so close.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Musicophilia.
Closer to this one.
Okay.
Let's.
Chaos!
Sorry.
I think this is the single.
What's that?
Musicophilia.
Oh, Musicophilia? Yeah.
Okay. So let's listen to this song, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM, the morning after show. We're back here at 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Morning After Show. And if you miss the show and you miss Glenn Challen's playing, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. And if you're just tuning in, you're in for a treat because we have Synthcake that are going to perform live here, getting ready for the super party on Friday at the Cobalt with the Wizards and Tarana Horse. So Yeah, I'm stoked to see the CD too. You know?
Yeah, cool. Our art's finished. Looks good. Aaron Salazar did the art. Did a really good job.
Cool. So you want to play then?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we going to start with?
Red Raw. I saw a ship coasting safely through sea. On him were hopeless to board and their fate. If you are wise, you'll do what it takes. Grip with your fingers still the red rock. Da 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 da.
So that was Red Raw. That's the name of the of the
that
song.
That one's on the EP.
What is it about?
That one actually is about like animals again. Adam and I, our old band, experience with just not giving up, I guess.
Okay.
It's a long story. I don't know. Getting a little awkward now. It's hard to talk about your own songs. It's just quite an experience being in that band.
Mm-hmm.
Joe
from Aunts and Uncles was in that band too, like Animals.
No, he wasn't.
No.
We talked about it briefly when we were looking for a trumpet player, but
Danielle from Aunts and Uncles was in it.
Danielle was drumming. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
He keeps asking me actually, when are we gonna record the last three songs?
We have some songs that we need
three
to record.
Songs we can record.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When are we gonna record the songs, baby? I know, yeah. Oh, we should do it though at some point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're great songs.
Mm-hmm.
We performed them a bunch, and so love to record those songs.
So how's the writing process in Synthcake?
I do everything and then tell everyone that she wrote it.
The process is always different.
Uh-huh. With every song?
Yeah, sometimes it's really easy. Sometimes it comes really easy and natural and it just flows out, you know? Sometimes I'm working at a song for months or mm-hmm. I'll do a little piece of a song and not know what to do with it and then bring it back and just work at it and spend, you know, 2 or 3 days just pulling my hair out, trying to make it work and fit in a song. So sometimes it drives me crazy. It's really hard, but...
Okay. Cool.
Sometimes it's easy, though. That's the best. Love when that happens. It's kind of rare, though.
So you started as a trio, no?
Yes.
Was it as a trio?
Yeah. And Marty, Adam, and I.
Okay. And Marty's working right
Marty,
now, the drummer.
Marty, we love you. he couldn't make it because he's working today.
Yeah, it's probably good to point out to anyone who hasn't heard us that this is a substantially pared down version of what we actually do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it would always play acoustic here in the the morning after show.
I'm actually combing my beard in honor of our drummer right now. You can't see this, but this goes out to you, Marie.
I can sense his heart warming from here.
And then you got Nathan and Christy.
Christy, yeah.
What happened?
What happened, guys? Come on.
Just a friend from school approached me at school one time and said that his friend was looking for a trumpet player, singer, character, and that she was going to be approaching me, and so I got in touch with her and jammed out a couple times, and it worked out. Yeah. So I'm here now.
Cool. But you play the xylophone too,
yeah,
no?
the glockenspiel also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trumpet.
Yeah, I was just telling her, oh, yeah, we also want Glock. And you're like, well, I've been playing Glock for 2 years in an ensemble.
The University of Lethbridge Percussion Ensemble for like 2 years.
So it's perfect.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Glock. I can play Frankenstein.
Cool.
She's rocking out with her Glock. So,
she's like somebody that every band wants to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Perfect.
Awesome. Cool. You shouldn't let her know that.
Glock DL, man. Glock trumpet doubles. It's tricky to come by.
It is hard to find, though. You're Brett. Yes.
You're a hot product. Awesome. And Nathan, also you play in a lot of bands, no? I always see that you're like, oh, I have 2 gigs tonight.
Yeah.
You do have a gig tonight, don't you?
I know Lana and Adam from, well, I guess through people through BCC Music.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the music school there. So
okay.
It's, you know, tons of friends in common. Now we're neighbors, so.
Yep. It's pretty good. I still have to give you a spare key, because I lock myself out all the time.
So, what's your show tonight?
Tonight I'm playing at a coffee shop called Kafka's on Main Street, Main and Broadway. It's their 1 year anniversary.
Okay.
So I'm playing like a jazz trio. Bass drums, so should be fun.
Apparently, cool. That's not named after Franz Kafka.
No, it's his last name. It's like their family got it.
Oh, yeah.
All this time I was like, cool, yeah. Kafka.
Yeah,
I was thinking a philosophical cafe there or
no,
something.
Not at all. Just
it's just a dude's name.
Just a dude's name. Yeah. It's really good coffee, straight up.
Perez, you know, it's not going to be like, I don't know, who's a famous Perez, aside from you?
There's a couple, yeah. It's a pretty common last name.
Shimon Perez.
Cool. Okay, let's play another song, no?
Okay.
Shall
we do Drip? My last name actually means clown, which is really fitting for the circus thing.
Oh, yeah.
French. It's French for clown.
Which, Pitre?
No. What's that?
What's your last name?
Pitre.
P-I-T-R-E.
P-I-T-R-E.
Debt. Like, at debt.
So, but I'm not a clown in this one. Christy's going to be the clown this time.
What's the name of that song?
Drip.
Drip?
That's going to be on the next EP. We're going to start that at the end of August, maybe September.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Can I come? No.
You got this really cool new trumpet player.
I'm getting another trumpet player to play your part.
Yeah. I haven't back to Mike Bach.
Okay. And any other shows besides the party on Friday?
Yeah, we have a show at the Biltmore on the 12th? Is it Thursday? Is it the 11th?
That's what I have in my
The 11th of August?
Yes.
Okay.
With that Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, and then it's the...
That's the release party for aunts and uncles. Okay.
Mm. Cool. That's going to be a really good show.
Yeah.
All solid bands.
Yeah, yeah. But Olenka, doesn't she live in Ontario?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's on tour.
Okay.
Yeah, what she does
is the 11th, yeah.
The 11th of...
She's great.
She gets has like big gigs, and then whenever she's coming to town, it's like... She doesn't even live here, but she's like, I think I'll get a show at the Biltmore this weekend.
She's kind of a big deal.
Is that going to be also like people are going to disguise for that, or...?
Dressing up? Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not the boys.
Yes.
Hey, your costume's going to be awesome. This.
Okay, so you want to do another song then?
Sure.
Yeah. What are we going to listen to?
Do we have time for two more or one more? What's the...
Yeah, you can do two more. Yeah.
Okay, then how about House Love Ground? This one's on the... The EP we're releasing on Friday. These sounds! Different volumes.
Okay.
That should be.
This one is in the new CD, no?
Well, oh, yeah, that's on the EP.
the first track? Is
it that's the yeah. third track.
Yeah. The third track?
Yep.
Cool. You want to play the other song?
Yeah,
or you want to listen to Tyranno Horse and Wizards?
Sure, either way.
Yeah, variety. Just make it a variety show.
Yeah, okay, let's listen to... Let's listen to Tyranno Horse, no? This band is going to be playing also at the release party. So, pretty cool band. And we'll be right back here, 101.9.
CITR is partnering with Beetroot and Winnie Cooper to present The Humans, Young Liars, and Peelies.
The party is going down at the Astoria on Saturday, July 23rd, featuring Winnie Cooper, DJs Tristan Orchard, Wobangs, and Christian Flores. Doors open at 9 p.m., cover only $12. You can feel it in your feet.
Like a bond, you feel it in your knees. Even if it's like a bond. So those are the Wizards. They're also going to be playing on Friday. That song was Dwarf Punk. Pretty interesting guys. I thought they were going on a break, no? But then they decided to keep going.
There's a drummer that's filling in because someone's away in Asia or something. There's a bunch of them traveling.
Oh, okay.
So this is the first show they've had since April.
Okay.
Like 420.
Yeah.
So they haven't played for a while.
Cool. There's also another super festival happening for free here on Kitsilano. It's called Catalano. A lot of bands are going to be playing five stages this Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m. between Burrard and McDonald. It's going to be cool, eh?
Yeah.
Some of the bands that are playing there are Yukon Blonde, John and Roy, Aidan Knight, Sun Wizard, Frog Eyes, Mode Modern.
Oh, no gold.
David Bertesi, The Evaporators, The Beelines, Defectors, DB Buxton, Hot Panda, No Gold, Beta Hill. Like a lot of people, eh?
Oh, nice.
Louis Burns. Yeah, a lot of people.
Nice.
Five stages. It's going to be cool. Okay, so let's say goodbye with a song, no? Which one do you want to...
The last song, Molding Through Seasons. This one's also on the next EP.
Okay, cool.
I'll be Marty.
Yes.
So that was Synthcake, a pretty cool band. They're going to be releasing the album at the Cobalt this Friday. everybody has to disguise and dress up as carnival, you know, circus people.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be really fun. Tyrena Horse and the Wizards are going to be playing. So, yeah, pretty cool show. And Saturday, the Catalano Festival. That's going to be amazing. All these bands for free, you know. So pretty cool. Thank you, Glenn, for being here.
Oh,
thank you. And thank you, guys, also for
thank you for